What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. It is Wednesday, March 6, 2019, middle of the weekday, hump day, start of that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday, and another interesting weekend here. So we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. So let's just get right on into it. In the category of it was too good to be true, apparently less than 24 hours after Hillary Clinton was on camera, on news, saying that she was not going to run for president in 2020, now she's waffling back on and apparently saying that she was surprised her announcement was taken at face value. Well, I mean, Hillary, how else should we take it? You said, I'm not running in 2020. And we all started popping champagne corks. But apparently sources have told New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman that Clinton was surprised by the reaction to her interview, and she was waiting to see Robert Mueller's Russia report before deciding. Well, if she's depending on Robert Mueller's Russia report, then I think she's probably not going to be running, because there's nothing there. There's nothing there. But and it kind of makes you wonder what's going on in her brain, that she sat there and said, I'm not running in 2020, and then was surprised when everybody reacted to that statement. All right, let's turn to the war zones here. There's more about internal politics a little bit later. The war zones are all heating up, and apparently retired U.S. Army General Robert Scales told Fox Business Trish Regan that the United States military is already operating in the region of Venezuela, by which he means they are operating in Colombia, supposedly to thwart the drug trade, or at least thwart the trade of the competitors. And he's saying the military is already active. It's already ready to go there. They're already in position. They're training the Colombian army. They're keeping watch electronically over the border with Venezuela. And apparently the United States is now getting ready to sanction Cuba. Just going to go right down the list of all these countries in this hemisphere, sanction, invade, sanction, invade, sanction, invade, sanction, invade, sanction, invade. Now, something's going on inside Venezuela, because Germany's ambassador, Daniel Kriener, has been declared persona non grata over what Venezuela called interference into its internal affairs, and he has been given just 48 hours to get out of the country. And so something's going on inside there. Apparently, U.S. journalist Cody Weddle has been detained by the Venezuelan military intelligence. And apparently he and his Venezuelan colleague basically were detained by the military after an early morning raid on his home in Caracas. And Weddle is down in Venezuela reporting for WPLG Local 10 in Miami. And apparently the station is not able to get in touch with him. They're obviously very concerned. His last report was on the return of U.S. recognized interim president Juan Guaido. Okay, now Washington is looking at this kind of you're either with us or you're against us mentality. No middle ground. And the United States is warning nations, third country actors that do not take our side against Venezuela, they will be hit with sanctions as well. This is coming from Elliot Abrams during a press conference, basically saying, you're either with us getting Venezuela overthrown, and if you're not, we're going to sanction you. So, but, you know, there's a lot of countries out there that are willing to put up with the sanctions. And apparently over in India, they are getting very restive about resisting Trump's declarations on who they can and cannot trade with. And that's been going on a lot of different places, with the U.S. saying, Turkey, you know, you can't buy the missiles from Russia, and, you know, this country, Qatar, you can't buy from Russia, you've got to buy from us. So apparently the issue with India has to do with Iranian oil and Russia's S-400 systems. And apparently they're increasing their purchase of oil from Iran. So it's going to be interesting. Now, if this Pakistan-India situation escalates, it's going to be interesting to see who is on whose side. Now, do you remember Vovin and Lexus? These are these Russian telephone pranksters. They're known around the world for their trolling of politicians, where they'll get on the phone and they'll pretend to be somebody and they'll hoax them. And apparently they were able to get to Elliot Abrams to find out more about the U.S.-backed effort to unseat that country's legitimate government. And the full audio was reported in Sputnik. Posing as Swiss President Uli Maurer, who also serves as the country's finance minister, the pranksters contacted Abrams on two occasions in mid-February and early March, speaking to him for over 23 minutes about Swiss policy on the ongoing effort to freeze the Venezuelan government's assets as part of broader plans to replace Maduro with the U.S.-backed opposition leader Guaido. And they asked him point blank, is the U.S. going to invade Venezuela? This is what Elliot Abrams said. You know, we are not going to do that unless the regime does something completely crazy like attacking the U.S. embassy. But our information suggests that people in the regime and in the military are actually nervous about a U.S. invasion, and we think it is useful to keep them nervous, which is one reason why we will not say publicly, no, 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 this will not happen. Well, Elliot, you just did. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Over in the Senate, Senators Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, and Tom Udall, Democrat of New Mexico, are co-sponsoring a bill calling for the United States to withdraw military forces from Afghanistan. And the resolution is called the 2019 Afghan Forces Going Home After Noble Service Act, or AFGAN for short, would simply declare victory. We won. We can get to go home. I don't think anybody looking at that would say that, yes, that was a victory. And you're going to have the interest behind that oil pipeline right of way, not to mention all that opium. They are not going to want Afghanistan to not have a U.S. garrison to protect their interests. So we'll see how far this actually goes. The text of the bill calls for all U.S. troops to be out of Afghanistan within a year of passage. Would also call for all U.S. troops who were deployed in the global war on terror to get bonuses of $2,500. That would be about 3 million troops. All right. Over in the Black Sea, as you know, NATO and the U.S. are stepping up their naval activities in response to the Kerch incident, where Ukrainian ships basically violated Russia's territorial waters, refused to follow the military patrol's orders, and they got taken prisoner. So apparently the commander of the U.S. Navy, Admiral John Michael Richardson, was being asked, what are we going to do about the Black Sea? And what he said was unexpected. When asked at the Atlantic Council in Washington on the 6th of February about the strategy against perceived aggressions from Russia, Richardson reportedly suggested that instead of responding to Moscow's actions, the U.S. should actually push first in a number of areas. So he wants to go in and poke them a little bit. Mike Pompeo, pardon me, is over in the Philippines, and the Philippines are getting very nervous about the possibility of war in their part of the Pacific. So they're dusting off this treaty that they've had with the United States. And in the middle of all the celebrations, festivities, what have you, Mike Pompeo basically came out with his version of the Kennedy Doctrine. And he said, any armed attack by China on a Philippine ship or plane in the South China Sea will be treated as an attack on an American ship or plane, bringing a U.S. military response. So, you know, sometimes it looks like everybody's just gathered around. They're all ready for war. They've got their guns. They've got the ammunition. And they're kind of looking at each other and saying, who's actually going to take that first step? Who's going to be the first one? Because they're, you know, whoever starts this thing will be demonized and vilified in the history books. Meanwhile, Washington has once again provoked Beijing by flying two B-52 nuclear-capable bombers over the South China Sea within close proximity to the Chinese mainland. Now, Trump is still insisting that all of this saber-rattling is not having a negative effect on the trade talks. I'm not sure I can buy that one. I'm not sure I can buy that one at all. Turning over to Syria, there's been a major escalation in northern Hama. Al-Qaeda carried out a major attack on several positions of the Syrian Arab Army near the town of Masasna in northern Hama. A military source told South Front that more than 16 Syrian Arab Army soldiers were killed in the attack. Six Ansar al-Tawhid members, that's the Al-Qaeda group, were eliminated. And apparently this attack was launched from the Idlib demilitarized zone, which had been established under a Russian-Turkish agreement in September of last year. Well, I'd say that's not working out too well here. Sergey Lavrov is making a big case for all those people being held at the Rukban camp in southern Syria. And they've been trying to get these people out and get them relocated to their homes. And the United States forces will not let them go. And so Lavrov finally came on out and said, the people at the camp, they're not refugees, they're prisoners. And he says that Washington may be keeping this camp going to justify its continued military presence in Syria. Because, as you know, despite Donald Trump's promise of only a few weeks ago, the United States is not leaving Syria. They're violating the sovereignty of Syria, and they need a good excuse. Oh, look at the poor refugees. We've got to just take care of them. Have you no heart? The United Nations Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons have finally released their report into the alleged chemical weapons attack in Douma in the Syrian Arab Republic. Despite having a mandate to apportion blame, the OPCW did not. And what they basically found is they visited multiple sites where the attack supposedly took place, the hospital as well. And what they found was there were no chemical weapons. They found traces of chlorine, but they found no chemical weapons. And so now that bombing of Syria with cruise missiles by the United States, France, and Kingdom was completely unjustified. It was done under false pretenses. But then we've seen that before with, you know, Saddam's nuclear bombs. We'll probably see it again with Maduro's going to be accused of something. That's how they win your approval. They lie to you. And they lie to you an awful, awful lot. Great Britain has approved the sale of arms to Israel worth $445 million since the 2014 Gaza war, including components for drones, combat aircraft, and helicopters, along with spare parts for sniper rifles, according to figures seen by the Middle East Eye. The government data will raise fresh concerns that British-made weapons are being used by the Israeli military in the occupied territories amid fears that components in sniper rifles used to kill scores of Palestinian civilians in recent weeks could have been made in Great Britain. And there are some British politicians who are saying, we've got to stop doing this. Unfortunately, Israel supporters are screaming that they're anti-Semites and Jew haters, and everybody's making money off of these weapon sales anyway. Israel has struck a Hamas compound in Gaza yesterday, supposedly in response to more of these explosive balloons. And I got to tell you, I think those explosive balloons are a false flag because they don't do anything. They never hit anything. The only time one of them has ever caused any damage, it broke a window. They're not an effective weapon. The only thing they're good for is to give Israel an excuse to say, oh, let's go in and bomb them again. So I think these explosive balloons are actually being released by agent provocateurs working for Israel. All right, not too long ago, the United Nations put together a database of companies that have business ties to the Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. And it was supposed to be out by now, but the UN is again delaying it under pressure from Israel, because what this database would do is allow people to target these companies involved in these illegal settlements for more boycotts. Now, Israel has denounced the database as a blacklist. Well, you're the one who made it black. This next pair of stories really signals some intense tensions. The Jerusalem courts have said they will close a contested building on the Temple Mount, reopened by Muslim worshippers last month, unless the Islamic custodian, who refuses to appear before Israel courts as a matter of principle, responds to the case. Now, this has to do with the Bab al-Rahma Mosque. This is the one that Israelis are already saying should be converted into a synagogue. Now, the Islamic Council has rejected the Israeli court closure at the Al-Aqsa compound, and they're saying that Bab al-Rahma will remain open for Muslims to pray. So we're coming up on actual conflict on that Temple Mount here. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Jim Inhofe said Tuesday that he wants to add language to the annual defense policy bill that codifies President Trump's withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal. See, right now it's just an executive act. And Trump could turn right around with another executive act and get us back into that deal. I wish he would. Inhofe wants it to be an actual law so that Trump can't undo it all that easily. So Inhofe is saying basically that countries like Iran are just waiting Trump out. They think he's going to lose his next election. And the Iranians are hoping that the next president will be willing to reestablish the deal that John Kerry made. Oh. Over in Qatar, they are still studying the purchase of Russia's S-400 missile air defense system. And basically rebuffing Saudi Arabia's opposition, saying it's none of Riyadh's business. Speaking of Saudi Arabia, very interesting little story out of The Guardian. And apparently there are signs of this rift growing between King Salman of Saudi Arabia and his heir, Mohammed bin Salman. Apparently they've had major disagreements over a number of important policy issues in recent weeks. And apparently the unease has been building ever since the murder in Turkey of the dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, which the CIA concluded was ordered by Prince Mohammed. However, these tensions increased dramatically in late February when the king, who's 83, visited Egypt, and he was warned by his advisors he was at risk of a potential move against him. And his entourage was so alarmed at the possible threat to his authority that a new security team comprised of more than 30 hand-picked loyalists from the Interior Ministry was flown to Egypt to replace the existing team. So it looks like the king was concerned about a coup d'etat or an assassination. And it can happen. That's what happened to Indira Gandhi. She was killed by her own protective detail. Speaking of India, apparently radar and satellite images of Indian Air Force strikes in Balakot are showing significant damages to one of Jahesh El Mohammed's largest training camps. We're going to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Cool. corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And for those of you who would like to help out Republic Broadcasting, and folks, I cannot stress how important it is that you do so. The equipment is old. It's wearing out. It needs to be replaced. We need to get kibble for our control room personnel. Got to pay the electric bill, the hosting bill. It takes a lot to run an operation like this. And we do need your help. We don't have people like George Soros sending us huge amounts of money. We don't have large corporations who are backing us. We rely on you. And so the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other time. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I know you talked about King Salmon. Like Salmon, how they didn't tell him, like, they changed his security detail. He found out about it, like, on TV. So, I mean,
well,
like,
really?
Yeah. So, you know, Mike, it's like, hey, Daddy, sit by this window here. Look at that view. You know, I'll be back.
Yes.
You know? But, like, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's basically, that's how much they all trust each other. You know, they don't.
Well, you know, I don't think it's unique to the Saudis. I mean, look at British history, and you'll find out that, you know, those princes, they're just close enough to that throne to drive them a little bit crazy. Richard II comes to mind.
They're all wealthy, though. Like, to be on the throne or not, like, they're all wealthy. You know, they all have golden chairs and a fleet of cars and mansions. They have Riviera mansions and all this other crap. Like, you know, why would the ones who, like, why would you want to be in power when you can be, like, on the Riviera? You know what I mean?
Well, I imagine there's a lot of people who are on the Riviera out of their free choice, and they don't represent a threat to the ruling class. But there are other individuals. Again, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, he's next in line, and he wasn't meant to be. You know, it's just King Salman basically took the crown princedom, if you will, away from his next oldest brother, who should have been next in line for the throne, and gave it to Mohammed. And I guess it just played on Mohammed's head. But it does look to me like there may have been an aborted palace coup of some kind.
And remember when he had all those people put in the hotel? Was it the Carl Ritz over there? And then also there was that helicopter that got shot down, and then there was those shooting. Remember, he went into an undisclosed location for a while because there's some kind of shooting involved. So, I mean, yeah, it's very flaky over there anymore, you know. I don't know. I never ever heard about it being that flaky over there, you know, maybe not since, like, 1940s and whatever, but, I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on. You know, a lot of power.
Yeah,
power
there really is. There is a lot. And, of course, the other part of it is our generation has access to much more sources of information than our parents' generation had. So we're hearing a lot more about it as immediate news rather than, you know, looking back in history books or movies.
Mike, I wanted to talk about Trump real quick, how, like, you know, I still will never vote for this guy. I don't know, Mike. You got immigration. It's like nothing's been done. They're still streaming across the border. That's on the front of the Drudge Report. We got a record trade deficit. Nothing's been done. Like, what? Nothing's been done. And it's just the same old modus operandi. The same people that were in Bush administration is in his administration. You know, it's just like nothing has changed. I know some people think things have changed, but not really in just a scheme of things, right? I mean, it's just the same system. Nothing's been fixed. Oh, and the election thing hasn't been fixed, like you always say. You know, so, I mean, I don't see anything to look forward with Trump. You know, it's either he's scared to do it, or he's part of the problem, or he's part of the system, and we've been duped. I mean, that's the only two choices, I think. I mean, I don't know. Do you think we've been duped by him? I mean,
We definitely did not get the Donald Trump that we voted for. My next story that I was going to report on was from Sputnik News. Basically, it's showing that John Bolton is pretty much running Trump's foreign policy. And I guess Trump just decided he didn't want to be bothered, or Bolton just came on in. But according to this story, apparently Bolton reduced the number of meetings of top national security meetings to a bare minimum. He's replaced specialists in the National Security Council with non-specialists who share his hawkish views. And apparently he's just constantly in Trump's office, literally sprinting to the Oval Office, trying to influence Trump's decisions.
And so, we voted for Trump. We didn't vote for John Bolton, but Trump put in John Bolton. So it all leads, like all roads lead to Rome. Trump put these people in. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but
right?
He did it pay back political favors. I mean, yeah. Sheldon Adelson is the one who really wanted these people in there. Anyway, Dustin, right. Got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, Mirko. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm looking more at the situation between King Salman and the Crown Prince. And I want to clear up some possible confusion that we had from Dustin's phone call. King Salman was well aware of the security shuffle. Apparently, there was concern that some of his security personnel were loyal to Crown Prince bin Salman. And all of a sudden, in the middle of this trip, that became a problem. And they even dismissed the Egyptian security personnel who were guarding the king while he was in Egypt, while they flew in these 30 handpicked loyalists. And the king knew all about that. The part that he had to find out on TV was that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, while serving as the deputy king, which is what they do when the king is out of the country, was to do some personnel changes. And one was the appointment of a female ambassador to the U.S., Princess Rima bint Bandar bin Sultan. And he promoted his full brother, Khalid bin Salman, to the Ministry of Defense, which further concentrated power in one branch of the ruling family. That's what the king found out on TV and was apparently very angry. First of all, he didn't think Khalid was ready for a senior position. It does look like there are going to be sparks. There are going to be sparks. There's no question out there. All right, let's take a phone call here from Miles in Maine. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. You know, I got to agree with Dustin there on this illegal alien thing, and I thought it would be interesting how we have these debt clocks. I mean, if we had an illegal alien clock that was on every channel or as many channels as we could get it, and it just showed every day 2,500, 5,000, 10,000, whatever's coming through here, because I don't think we're ever going to really know, but from what they tell us and what our best estimates could be. And I think it would just be beautiful to just have this thing rolling and rolling, and then underneath it, instead of a debt clock, the debt that this illegal alien invasion costs us every day, every, you know, yearly, and with the budget. Just a really nice illustration to kind of get it home to these people, and particularly these Democrats and any of these Republicans that go along with the illegal invasion here. And secondly, okay. I had another question for you. It was about yesterday's call. You were talking to Art from Off the Grid.
Yes.
And you had mentioned a pain reliever that was natural, so you can do something for yourself naturally, and you called it K-something.
Kratom.
K-Tom or...
Kratom.
K-R-A-T-O-M. Kratom. Michael, thank you very much, and keep up the good work. Always an amazing show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, and... I just did a quick web search, and I'm not seeing an immigration clock. You're right. We should have one. I thought maybe there's that website that has all those different clocks on it, the national debt, the per-person share of the debt, all this other stuff. And they might have it. But, again, how do you really know? I mean, they're just pouring across that border. It's not like they're going through a turnstile where they can keep an accurate count. And our phone lines are open again. Now, earlier in the program, I was talking about how the United States loves to throw its weight around to try and make deals, preferring to arm twist the sales rather than to come up with a really good product at a good price that the customer would really like here. So the United States is warning Turkey once again that its planned purchase of the Russian S-400 air defense system would put at risk Turkey's participation in the F-35 jet program and could lead to sanctions imposed on Ankara. This was Department of State spokesman Robert Palladino in a press briefing. And so they're basically saying, if you won't buy our rockets, we're not going to sell the cool airplane, which doesn't seem to be that cool here. Over in Israel, as you know, we're coming up on their elections. There have been some reshuffling of the parties, forming of new coalitions that have really raised a lot of eyebrows. But as of right now, half of Israel voters still haven't decided who they're going to vote for. Half. I think that's significant. I think the Israeli people are just, they're mystified by their government here. As you know, Russia has built some, or is building some amazing weapons. One of them is the Zircon hypersonic cruise missile. And the Zircon hasn't attracted the same level of media hysteria as the Avangard reentry vehicle, or even the air-launched Kinzhal aeroballistic missile. It does represent an important advance in military technology and represents the state-of-the-art of Russia's military technologies. The secrecy surrounding the 3M-22 Zircon, to the point of there existing no official images of the weapon, is remarkable and reminds one of the careful efforts to conceal the true nature of the P-700 Granite heavy anti-ship missile, specifically its air-breathing ramjet propulsion. Anyway, these are all seen as challenging U.S. naval dominance. So, of course, we have the Navy coming on back and saying, well, you're just going to have to give us more money. You're just going to have to give us more money. There's a lot of deception out there. In fact, I was down at the Pearl Harbor Museums with some guests the other day, and they were looking at some models. And I recall this story from my model making days, and this was about the time the F-117 stealth fighter came on out. Nobody had seen it. Nobody knew what it looked like. And one of the plastic model companies came out with what they said was the stealth fighter. And it was completely wrong. And worse than that, I could tell looking at it, this thing would never fly, even if it did. And I was wondering, were they just trying to get to market sooner, get something for people to play with? Or was it a clever plot to perhaps send Russia down a wrong path? Because obviously one of the things that spies will do in each other's countries is buy up anything related to the military, model kits, picture books, and send them back home here. Over in Korea, we're seeing the start of the denouement, I think, if you will, from the failure of the second summit. And according to the Center for Strategic and International Studies, North Korea has started rebuilding that rocket launch facility that they had torn down. Now, the facility was also used for peaceful scientific satellite launches, so please keep that in mind. But obviously, Kim Jong-un thinks he's not going to get anything from Donald Trump. What Kim Jong-un wanted was parity. We'll start getting rid of our nuclear weapons. You start getting rid of the sanctions. And Trump did that same old thing. No, no, you got to do what we say first, and then we'll do nice for you. And that does not play very well in the rest of the world. The top U.S. commander in Europe on Tuesday declared that American and NATO troops could not yet mount a credible deterrence against Russian aggression, noting the Kremlin's efforts to modernize its armed forces are eroding the United States' military advantage in Europe. This is General Curtis Scaparotti, the U.S. European command head, NATO's supreme allied commander. And he's basically saying there's a lack of manpower, naval capability shortfalls, inadequate intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capacity. Why? Those are the reasons American and NATO troops are unable to handle the credible deterrences against Russian aggression. So give us more money. We need more money. We need to modernize our force. We want more money. Money, 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 money. Speaking of money, the U.S. Department of Defense wants to retire an old aircraft carrier early. We talked about this, I think, about a week ago, while building two new ones, along with adding other goodies to their Christmas wish list. And to nobody's surprise, politicians from states with the shipyards and naval bases that employ their constituents want to keep the old carrier and build the new ones, because those carriers take a lot of care and upkeep, and it's more money here. Now, the nation would be better off if Congress retired the USS Harry S. Truman and nixed the Department of Defense request for two new Ford-class carriers and worked up plans for an orderly retirement of several more carriers. This next sentence repeats something I've been saying for a long time. The U.S. Navy's surface warfare ship complement is too large, too expensive, and too fighting previous wars oriented to serve any rational defense purpose. Well, I'm glad I'm not the only person who noticed that. So, anyway, over in Poland, the U.S. Air Force MQ-9 Reapers, based in Poland, are now fully operational. They've actually been flying reconnaissance missions since last May. But this month, the drones have become fully operational, which I presume means they may even be armed. And they're being piloted by a combination of U.S. military personnel and contractors as well. Okay. The Army is launching a new program to train soldiers to fight underground. And the concern there is that as you get into the urban environment, there are subways, there are steam tunnels, there are all kinds of underground structures there that have to be fought in. And so they're trying to basically come up with the best way for these soldiers to fight underground, which obviously is going to include night vision gear. And the problem with night vision gear in a totally pitch black environment is there has to be an illuminator, infrared, and that in turn can give your position away to the enemy. Trump has signed an executive order to expedite the transition of troops into the Merchant Marines. And he signed this 2 days ago. And basically, it looks to me like they're getting ready to start putting together convoys. If there's going to be a major war, there are going to be convoys, and that's what the Merchant Marine is for. So let's talk about our internal domestic politics here, and the attacks are continuing on Ilhan Omar. In fact, they're rising. They're getting more shrill, more intense, as she's basically one of the first Muslim women elected. She's also black, an African immigrant, a former refugee from Somalia. She wears her hijab in the halls of Congress. She's under attack from the leaders of her own party for anti-Semitic statements she never actually made, for anti-Jewish prejudice she never actually expressed, or hatred for Jews, which she doesn't really hold. They're just making a huge stink about it to distract from the fact that what Ilhan Omar said was basically true. Some people just can't handle the truth. And all of AIPAC's obedient trolls in Congress, they're squealing like stuck pigs, saying, you can't do that. You can't do that. And Ilhan Omar's all about the Benjamin's tweet and the media feeding frenzy that followed unleashed an unprecedented expose of Jewish Zionist money power in America. And we know how much Sheldon Adelson poured into the election this last year. It's an open secret. You can go to the Federal Election Commission. The records are all there. How much money is pouring in from these pro-Israel groups here. And a lot of people are coming to Omar's defense. Phyllis Bennis is out there in the Real News saying that Ilhan Omar's denunciation of the Israel lobby is not anti-Semitic. And no, it is not. We're talking about the actions of politicians. And the reason they're screaming about it, and by the way, the more members of Congress scream at Ilhan Omar, the more they're making her case. Because Americans are looking at this spectacle and saying, what the heck is going on here? Don't these clowns have got anything more pressing to work on? There was an article over in Outline basically saying it raises the question, is AIPAC too powerful? It is making it a topic of discussion for polite company. And, of course, every time there's anything that exposes Israel's undue influence over our country, oh, it's anti-Semitism, it's this, it's that. Somebody put up a video, do you care that Israel controls U.S. politicians? Well, you ought to. You really ought to, because we, the American people, are supposed to be in control of America's politicians. Now, American Jews, including prominent figures like Naomi Klein, have signed an open letter in support of Ilhan Omar. And I love this last quote from the letter. We thank Ilhan Omar for having the bravery to shake up the congressional taboo against criticizing Israel. As Jews with a long tradition of social justice and anti-racism, AIPAC does not represent us. So, all right. And a little bit of good news, Elliot Engel, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, was being interviewed on CNN and said he is against the removal of Ilhan Omar from his committee. So I'm glad she's standing up. She's not backing down anymore. She shouldn't have even apologized the first time. Because that's the only way you can defeat. When they're smearing you with this stuff, you just stand right up to them. And you give back just as good as they give you. If you back down, they keep pushing, building up momentum. Even Reality Check did a segment saying Representative Omar's comments on Israel were not anti-Semitic. And they aren't. They are comments on politics. They're comments on the actions of a government. And Israel has been pushing really hard to have anti-Semitism redefined to mean criticism of Israel's government so that they can silence it, so that they can do what they want to do to the Palestinians and the people in the West Bank and the people of Gaza, and you will be forbidden under threat of prison for saying, hey, why are you blowing up all these people? But we're in an age right now where truth tellers of all kinds are being censored. And there's filtering on social media. There's filtering, apparently, now of the email system. PaulCraigRoberts.org sends out a newsletter, and people are saying they're not getting it. So it is really, it is a dictatorship out there. It is a dictatorship. Okay, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as you know, everybody is already gearing up for 2020. And apparently there's some concern as to how many of the Democrats that are getting ready to run against Trump in 2020 have previously been given donations by him. And Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner hosted a Park Avenue fundraiser for Cory Booker. Kirsten Gillibrand took in Trump family donations three times across a seven-year period and then gave a similar amount of money to a nonprofit years later after the president mocked her in a tweet. So it's going to be kind of interesting. Makes follow the money take on new meaning here. Adam Schiff, in cranking up the next of the investigations into Donald Trump, they're just going to keep throwing more investigations at him. So Adam Schiff announced that the House Intelligence Committee has hired Daniel Goldman to be a senior advisor and lead the committee's investigative operations as it continues its probe into the President Donald Trump's campaign alleged collusion with Russia. Even though several other investigations haven't found anything, well, by golly, we're going to go in one more time. Now, Goldman frequently appears as a legal analyst on NBC and MSNBC, worked as assistant United States attorney in the criminal division of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York from 2007 and 2017, according to his bio on the Brennan Center for Justice, a George Soros-funded organization that just named him a fellow in one of its programs. So that's one investigation. Over in the House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Jerry Nadler, they fired off 81 document requests to various individuals and organizations to try and find crimes committed by Trump, his 2016 campaign, or members of the current administration. And the long list of recipients includes Julian Assange, the NRA, Michael Flynn, Steve Bannon, George Papadopoulos, Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg. While Nadler's inquisition is expected to focus on three broad areas of interest, allegations of obstruction of justice, public corruption, and other abuses of power. And Nadler was being interviewed on ABC, telling George Stephanopoulos, it's very clear the president obstructed justice, at which point the Wall Street Journal board had some bad news for Nadler because nothing Nadler has cited is actually illegal. Going to be another big nothing burger on a gluten-free bun here. Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch was on Lou Dobbs Tonight and said that this Nadler's investigation, it's a remarkable abuse of power. And it is. It's harassment. It's a fishing expedition. They don't have probable cause. They're just out there trying to rifle through everything that they can find until they find something. Mueller was doing that. Word is he's failed on that one. Okay, we got to take a break here for station identification. We'll be right back.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.